Shalom to all. Today's office called Pei Gimel. We're talking about the fifth line with the words Toshma. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Memzar Bas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amos Shad Haven Olia. So the Gemara was trying to prove that Simchas holds that if one was over two lavim with only one hasra, he's going to be chayiv twice. So the Gemara says Toshma. What about the following case? Achol Shnei Gidim Mishtei Yurechos Mishtei Behemos. A person ate two gidim, meaning two gidon nashes from two thighs of two behemos. In other words, he ate the gidon nashe from the back right thigh of two separate animals. So Savik Shmainim, he's going to get two sets of malchus. That's a total of 80. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amir, he says Inu Savik El Mem, he only gets 40 malchus. Ask the Gemara, Hichidami, what's the case? Even if you want to say Bezachar Zeh, that he ate them one after another, Ubishte Asrois, and he had two separate Asrois, two separate warnings, well, my time is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Abayim Vesulai. Why do you say that he only gets 40 and no more than that? Now, even though in the previous Gemara, we had mentioned a very similar case, and we had said that Rabbi Yehuda is Besafik, he doesn't know which one of the thighs, right or left, is where the problematic Gidon Asha comes from. This Gemara right here is going according to the later Gemara of Perek Gidon Asha, which we're going to see later on. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's the back right leg, and that's where the problematic Gidon Asha comes from. As we had said, the person ate two gidon nashes from the back right leg of two separate animals. So why Rabbi Yehuda say that he only gets one set of malchus? Ella Mazbi says Gemara, Pshita Basachas Uchad Hasra, is for sure referring to where he ate them at the same time and he had only one hasra. Now Man Tanakama, so who the Tanakama be? Then he gets two sets of malchus. Elim Rabban de Pliga Lady Sumchus. If you want to say it's Rabban who argue with Sumchus, that can't be because Uma Hasum Dugufim Uchlakim Patri Rabbanon. If over there, which is referring to our Mishnah, where we're talking about Oisad Esbenai, we're talking about two separate Gufim. Because remember, the case was that he shechted the grandmother and the granddaughter, and then with just one Shechita, he shechted the middle one, that's the daughter, and that's Gufin Muchlakin, that he would come about because of the two separate cows he had shechted prior. Still, Pater Rabban, the Rabban say he's Pater, and he's only Chayiv one set of Malkas. Well, Hachle Kalshikin, over here, wouldn't they for sure say that? El Lav Sumchasi, it must be that Sumchas. We clearly see that Sumchas holds when a person's over two Lavim in one shot, in one Hasra, he's a Chayiv two separate Malkas. Says the Gemara, not a Raya, Lo'im Bazachar Zeb, and his Gidon Asha case, referring to where he ate them one after another, and with Ka'amrit, my time is Rabbi Yehuda, in regards to that which you said. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning that he's only Chayiv one set of Malkas? That's Kagun, for example, the last big Kazayas, one of these Gidon Ashes wasn't the shear of a Kazayas. It was very small and it wasn't a full Kazayas. The Tanya of Abraisa, Achloi Ve'ema Kazayas, if he ate it and it didn't have a Kazayas, Chayiv is Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Ad Sheba Kazayas, it has to be a Kazayas. Now, the reason why Tanakama argues with Rabbi Yehuda is because a whole Gidon Ashes is called a Beria. It's like its own creation, it's its own thing. And even though it's not a Kazayas, he's still Chayiv for it. Very similar to eating an ant. An ant is a tiny little thing, which is definitely not a Kazayas, but one is Chayiv for eating it because it's a Beria. Same thing with a whole Gidon Ashes. That's why Tanakama argues with Rabbi Yehuda. But again, this is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda would only chayiv him one set of malchus is because even though he ate two gidon nashes, one of them wasn't a kazayas, so he's not chayiv set of malchus for that. And continuing on with another mishnah, by Rabba Prakim Mishana, there's four times during the year that if a person sells an animal to somebody else, he has to let him know, even macharti lishchayt, beat the macharti lishchayt, that I sold the mother today to shecht, or I sold the daughter today to shecht. So you should know that you're buying the other one, and that means that you're not allowed to shecht it today because that would be a problem of ayseh esbenai. And eluhein, these are those times: erev yom tov achim shalchag, erev the last day of sukkahs, ve'erev yom tov rishon shel pesach, erev the first day of Pesach, Ve'erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Kutei Rabbi Yosei Galili, Okon Rabbi Yosei Galili, Af Erev Yom Kippur in Begalil, even Erev Yom Kippur in Galil. All these times Yidden would make very big sudas, so everyone's buying animals, most definitely to shecht them, not to keep them in their barn. Therefore, when a person buys an animal from the dealer, if the dealer that day had sold either the mother or the child, he has to let his current buyer know that you must be informed, I sold the mother or the child, and therefore don't shecht the day. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Emesai, when is this? Bizman Shein Lei Revach. That's only if there's no space. Avo Yesh Lei Revach. If there's space, Ein Tzorech Lei Dia, he doesn't have to tell him, which means if it was actually sold today. However, if the mother child was sold the day before, so then the meicher, the seller, doesn't have to tell the current buyer, I sold it yesterday, meaning he doesn't have to be chayshesh that the one he sold yesterday is going to be shechted today. Now, Maidir Rabbi Yehuda does agree, but meicher esu'aim l'chasson v'esabas l'kala, that if the family of a chasson and kala came to this animal dealer on the same day, and he had sold the mother to the chasson and the daughter to the kala, shetzarech l'idea, they does have to tell them, why is that? B'yadusha shneim shechlim b'yamechad. It's obvious that they're going to both be shechling on the same day. That's in preparation for the chasson. Now, continuing with these four times, these four times, mashchitin zat tabach bal karchay, we're going to force the tabach, the butcher, to shech the animal for the buyer. Afilu shor shava elv dinarim, even if the only ox that he has is worth 1,000 dinar, v'ainlo lekech el dinar, and the only purchase that the lekech made in this shor is one dinar, meaning he gave his money, he prepaid for one dinar's worth of meat. Nonetheless, kaivinos elishchayt, we force the butcher, we force the shechet to shecht it for him. That's because he needs meat for yomtev. Elfikach, therefore, im meis mizlo lekech, if the ox ends up dying without being shechted, that's going to be a loss for the lekech, because he either already paid the money or he already owes the money, because consider like he owns a part of this animal. But the rest of the year, it's not like that. If a person had a buy-in to a cow and the cow died, it's not considered like he owns that part of the cow. Therefore, in mace, if the cow ended up dying, that means that dies just for the meicher, meaning the meicher doesn't get his money. He doesn't receive the money that the buyer said he would pay him, because it's not considered like the buyer owns anything. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what's going on over here. So first, the Gemara tells us, Tana, we have a braisa, if a person bought an animal Erev Yom Tev, and nothing was told to him by the Meicher. The Meicher didn't say to him, you should know, I sold the mother today. He could go, he could shecht, he doesn't have a problem. He doesn't have to be chayshesh, then maybe the mother was sold today. He wasn't told anything, no problem. Now we continue the Mishnah, it said, this is specifically going on the part of the Mishnah, where we said that if the mother was sold to the Chassan's family, and the daughter was sold to the Kala's family, then for sure he has to tell them, because they're definitely going to be shechting on the same day. Why do we have to say that the mother was sold to the Chassan and the daughter was sold to the Kala? Why don't we just say that both animals were sold to the Chassan and the Kala? Why does the Mishnah say Dafka, the mother to the Chassan and the child to the Kala? And the answer is Mosag of Urchi Kamashmolan. The Mishnah is teaching us a side point to Aruch Arulu Mitchuk Bechasona Tfemi Bechalasa. That it's standard as usual that the Chassan's family is going to be Tairach, they're going to work more, they're going to spend more money on the Suda for the Chassana than the Kala's family. The mother is more valuable than the child. And so the Mishnah says Dafka, that the Chassan's family bought the mother because they're usually the ones that are spending more money and investing more. We continue. The Mishnah had said, Barba Prakam Elu V'chulu, and this is where the Mishnah differentiated between a person having a dinner buy-in to an animal before these 4 days, and the butcher has to shecht it for him. But if the animal dies, that's a loss to the keach. But for the rest of the year, it's not a loss for the keach. So ask the Gemara, why would this be? V'halei mashach, he never did mashicha. We know the proper kinyan, if a person wants to acquire something halachically, he has to do a mashicha. He has to pull it towards himself. So just because the buyer paid a dinner for the meat, he never was mashach anything, so it's not considered his. And if the animal dies, he should get his money back. So Rav Huna, Rav, he clarifies, kisha mashach, no, it's talking about where he was mashach. He did pull the cow towards himself, and so he's kind of at least a dinner's worth of meat in this cow, and therefore would be his loss if it dies. Ask the Gemara, that's so, ema seifa. What about the next part of the Mishnah? Avol b'shari masashana, but the rest of the year, ain't a kin. It's not like that. Lefikach, therefore, imes meis lemeicher. If the animal dies, that's only a loss for the meicher, not lekeach. But why would that be? Ask the Gemara, v'hamashach. You just said that he did meshicha. So if he did meshicha, that means he owned part of it. So even though it's the rest of the year, and it's not erev one of these yom tovim, he should still lose his money. So Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, he answers that lo'ilam shaloi mashach. We're talking about where the buyer himself never did a meshicha. Ukegain, what's the example? Shaziko la'al de acher. The sheikh, the butcher, used mezak the buyer's chelek to him through somebody else. And this is called zachal adam shaloi b'fanav. For example, Reuven can halachically acquire something for Shimon, quote unquote, not in front of him, which means without his knowledge or consent. And that's because since it's a definite gain, it's assumed that Shimon wants it. And therefore, ba'bar prakim elu, these 4 times of the year, dischosulai, it's for sure zchos for him because he wants and needs meat for Yom Tov, zachal adam shaloi b'fanav. The fellow could be zaycha in this cow for the buyer, not in front of him, without his consent, and therefore, even though the buyer himself never did meshicha, he still owns a part of the cow, and that's why if it dies before shechita, he loses his money. Whereas b'shayim ha'sashana, the rest of the year, d'chayv hulai, it's a chayv for him, it's for his detriment, and that's because the fact that he has to pay for it does give it some element of a chayv. And therefore, in chav l'adam shalai b'fanav, you can't bring about a chayv for a person if it's not in front of him, and that's why the rest of the year, if Reuven tries to be zaycha in this cow for Shimon, it just doesn't work. So if the cow dies, Shimon doesn't owe any money. Now, b'lazar Rabbi Yechanan, some say it's Rabbi Ila on Rabbi Yechanan, a different answer. Baba Prakam Elu, these 4 times of the year, Hamidu Cham Divrein Aldin Taira. The Cham established their words like the Dairaisa. What does that mean? The Rabbi Yechanan Rechan says, Divar Taira, Mais Kainais. Midai Raisa, when a person pays money for something, automatically that money is kind of for him. It's like he owns it 100% even though he never did a Mashicha. Umatam or Mashicha Kaina. So why is it the Cham said that a person has to do Mashicha? He has to pull the object towards himself in order to be Kaina. That's because Gzeir Shem Yamrilan Nisfukitach Baaliyah is Gzeir. Maybe the seller is going to tell the buyer, your wheat burnt in the storage house. In other words, we're afraid that if we're just going to say Mois Kainais, then Reuven's going to go to Shemin, buy some wheat from him, not do a Mashicha, just pay for it. Then before he ends up bringing it to his house, a fire's going to break out in the warehouse, and Shemin's going to say, you know what, I don't need to bother saving it. It's not my wheat at all. Reuven already paid for it. And so because of that, the Chum said that no, money isn't the proper Kenyan, you have to do Mashicha. It's just that these 4 times of the year, the Chum say the money is Kaina in order to ensure that everyone can get their meat. And continue with another Mishnah, Yom Echad Arum Baisa Esbenai, when the Pasuk says Yom Echad, that Isa Esbenai Loisish Chatu be Yom Echad, Yom Halech Acher Laila, the day goes after the night, which means if the mother was shechted at night, the child's not allowed to be shechted the entire following day. However, if the mother was shechted during the day, even let's say 5 minutes before Shkia, 10 minutes later, which is 5 minutes after Shkia, the child is allowed to be shechted. And Azu Darsh Shimon Zayma, this way Shimon Zayma Darshan, Nemar Maisa Bracious, it says by Maisa Bracious, Yom Echad, as in Vayera Viker, Yom Echad, and Venera Bais is Benoy Yom Echad, it says Yom Echad Bais is Benoy. Mayim Echad Arm Maisa Bracious, Yom Echad Achar Lila, just like Maisa Bracious, when Shem created the world, the day goes after the night, as we know, by He Erev Viker, first evening, then morning, so if Yom Echad Arm Bais is Benoy, so too the Isra Bais is Benoy. Hayom halachachar laila, the day goes after the night. So now we have a brisa that clarifies this. The Gemara tells us Tana Rabban. The brisa says as zu darsh Reb Shimon Zayma. This is Reb Shimon Zayma darshin. And why is it that he darshin this? Lefisha kol inyan kulei in medaber el b'kachim. The whole discussion of Isav Esbenai has very much to do with kachim. The pasuk right before Isav Esbenai concludes yeiratzel korban ishe, and then right afterwards it says Isav Esbenai l'shchtu b'yamechad. So we see that we're talking about kachim, and b'kachim laila halachachar yom. When we're dealing with kachim, the night goes after the day. We know that when a person shechts a korban during the day, he's allowed to eat it that day that he shechted it, and the night afterwards. words. And therefore, avzekein, one might think that Oz is the same thing, that if a person shechs the mother during the day, he's not allowed to shech the child the night afterwards. And that's why Rav Shimon Zalman said, Nemar kan yom echad, v'nemar ma'aseh b'reishis yom echad, ma'yom echad amar ma'aseh b'reishis, hayom halacha achar laila, af yom echad amar ma'aseh b'nai, hayom halacha achar laila. So we compare Oz b'nai to yom echad amar ma'aseh b'reishis, in which the day goes after the night, so Oz b'nai, the day goes after the night. And Pegimel Beis on top, we have another drash from these words, Rabbi Omer, yom echad, what does this mean? Yom hamiyuchad ton karos. This yom hamiyuchad, it requires announcing. Mikan Omer, from here they said, that these four times during the year, a person who sells an animal to his friend, he needs to let him know, you should know, I sold the mother of the child today, so you're not allowed to shecht it. And the way that he learns this out is because, as he had said above, Yom Echad means a unique and specific day. Dahainu, these 4 days, one has to notify the buyer. And Rashi adds in that this is also learned from the word sishchatu, which can be read as sashchitu, do not cause to be shechted, meaning the seller has to make sure that he doesn't cause the mother and child to be shechted on the same day. Hajjal Chas is Benoit, Mazur finishing the fifth parak of Mesechus Chulin, just as Mesechus finished this parak together, which Mesechus finished the entire Mesechus Chulin together, and of course, all of Shas Palavi together, and moving right into the brand new parak, Kisu Adam. And we've already mentioned this before. The pasuk says if one is a chaya or an oif, an undomesticated animal such as a deer or a bird, what does he have to do? What does he have to do? V'shafach has damai, he shall spill its blood, v'kisahu be'afar, and cover it in the earth. And this teaches us that when a person shechs a chaya or oif, he has to cover its blood, Kisu Adam. Now, this does not apply to behemoths, domesticated animals. That means that Kisu is going to be done on chickens, turkeys, duck, and the like, as well as deer, giraffe, and any other chaya that you might come across, but not goats, sheep, or cows. So Mishnah tells us, Kisu Adam. The chiyuv of kisu adam is in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz b'fnei abayis or shalai b'fnei abayis with the base of mikdash and even without the base of mikdash. However, b'chulin avoloi mikdashin. This is only with regular chulin animals, but not with kachim animals. V'noig b'chay ba'oif. The chiyuv is with chaya, non-domestic animals, and oif, birds. This is b'mizomen u'b'she'ena mizomen, whether it's prepared or not prepared, which means if this animal or bird is being raised in the person's house or he found it out in the wild, it's chayv and kisu adam. V'noig b'kai. Also, is a chiyuv to do it on a kai, which is discussed extensively in the previous parak. According to all shitas, no matter what you hold a kai is, if it's a crossbreed between a goat and a deer, or if it's a special min bifnei atzmai, does make a difference. It's a suffix, whether it's a chay or behema, it still requires kisui. Meneshu suffix is a suffix, it very potentially is a chaya. However, ve'ein shechtan usei b'yamtif, no shechtan kvi on yamtif, and ve'im shechtan, if he did shechtan, im chasan is damai, don't do kisui, and that's because it might not be a chaya, so one's not allowed to do kisui, which does involve some sort of isur drabanon. Ask the Gemara right away, mukdashan my time aloi, why aren't kachim birds not having kisui? Obviously, we can't be talking about kachim chayos because a chaya can't be brought as a carbon, so we're talking about kachim birds. The question is, why not do kisui? Elim, if you want to see Mishum Reb Zeira, it's because what Reb Zeira said. Amar Reb Zeira, says, Hashreichet tzarich sheitein ofer lamata v'ofer lamala. Somebody who shechts, he has to put dirt underneath and dirt on top, which means there first has to be ofer tichuach, which is basically loose and crumbly dirt laid out on the floor. Then he shechts on top of it, and then he puts more dirt on top. Why is that? Shemar, because the pasuk says, v'shavach es damai v'kisahu be'ofer. What do we learn from here? Ofer leinamar. It doesn't say cover it with dirt. That would be what the pasuk means if it says v'kisahu afar, el rather be'afar. It says in dirt. Milame, that teaches us the one who shechs has to put dirt underneath and on top of the blood. And v'hach over here in the base of Mikdash, loy efshar, you might say that's impossible. Why is it? Because hechli avid. What are you going to do? Are you going to take the dirt and put it on top of the mizbeach and then be mevatel it there and say this is part of the mizbeach? Problem with that is kumas v'abinyan. That's considered like adding on to the base of Mikdash, because by piling dirt there and then being mevatel it, saying I'm leaving it, now it's considered part of the mizbeach. It raises the height of the mizbeach a little bit, and the reason why that's a problem is because Uksiv the pasuk says David HaMelech told Shlomo Hakol B'Ksav, everything is written Miyad Hashem, from Hashem Olai Hiskil, he taught me this, and this is in regards to the planes of the base of Mikdash, so we can't add on to the height of the mizbeach by putting dirt there. So what do you want to suggest? Loy Levatale, put dirt there, but don't be mevatale. The problem with that is Kav Chatzitza, then that's considered a Chatzitza, that's an interposition. It says that the blood of the bird has to be on the mizbeach, but if it's on dirt which is on the mizbeach and the dirt's not part of the mizbeach, so it's a Chatzitza between the blood and the mizbeach. So it seems to be that would be the reason why Kisu Adam doesn't apply by Kachim. However, the Gemara says not so quick. Ne'idil Matalei Efshar, you're right. Underneath the blood, there's no way to put dirt. But Lamala Efshar, above the blood, we could still put dirt, and therefore we have a Kisui. We should do Kisui like that. In other words, you should do Malika on the bird carbon, the blood will go on the Mizbeach, and then just put dirt on top. And the reason why that's okay is because Mila Tanya, didn't we learn the Braisa? Rabbi Yonasan Yosef Aimer, he tells us, Shachar Chaya, let's say a person Shachar Chaya, the Achar Shachar Behema, and then he Shachar Behema. So the blood of the Behema is on top of the Chaya, Patim Lachasois. He's Patim doing Kisui, because when he puts dirt on top of the blood, it's going on the behemoth blood, not on the chaya blood. But behemoth achar chaya, he first shechted a behemoth, and then right on top of it, he shechted a chaya. Chayav l'chasos, he does have to do kisui. And so we see that even though underneath the blood of this chaya is not dirt, rather it's other blood, and it's sufficient just to cover it on top with dirt, same thing should be with the mizbeach. The blood of the bird carbon is going to be on the mizbeach itself, and so there's not going to be any dirt under it, but he could put dirt over it. Answers the Gemara. The reason why that's a problem is because Reb Zera, like another member of Zera, the Reb Zera says, "Kol roi lebila ein bila makeves pai." If it's able to be mixed, then mixing is not makev. V'chol she'ein roi lebila, but if it's not able to be mixed, bila makeves pai, then mixing is a problem. What's this referring to? So we know that the maximum amount a kli is allowed to hold of carbon mincha is 60 esrainim. And the Gemara tells us that if 61 esrainim is put inside a kli, it's not a valid mincha because it can't be mixed. Ask the Gemara. So what if it can't be mixed? We know that if a mincha is not mixed, it's not a problem. And it was on this that Reb Zera said that kol roi lebila ein bila makeves pai, that if it's able to be mixed, which means it's 60 esrainim or less, so you are able to mix it properly, so even if it's not mixed, it's not a problem. But if it's not roi lebila, if you simply can't mix it properly because it's 61 esrainim, so then it's a problem that you didn't mix it. Same thing over here with kisei adam. If there's a technical possibility of placing dirt underneath, so then even if there isn't dirt underneath, not a problem. But here with the mizbeach, there isn't the possibility of putting dirt underneath. As we explained, it's either a chatzitza or it's going to be added onto the height of the mizbeach. So in that situation, not having dirt underneath is ma'akev and it's a problem, so that's why we can't do it by kachim. Ask Gemara, still, why not do the following? V'ligrei v'lichsei, why not scrape the blood and then cover it? We don't have Mishnah tells us, damanidas, blood that's spritched away from where the dirt was that he prepared, or v'shalasakin, blood that's on the knife, chayv l'chasos, that needs to be covered. So what does he do? He scrapes it, he shovels it from where it is, either on the knife or far away, he puts it on the dirt that he had prepared, and then he covers it. Alma d'garim mechsilei, we see that a person could scrape it, shovel it, and then cover it. Hachanami said over here with kachim, nigra v'nechsilei, let him scrape it and cover it. In other words, let him do the bird carbon on top of the mizbeach. The blood will go on the mizbeach. No chatzitza, no problem. He should scrape the blood off of the mizbeach, place it on dirt, let's say on the floor of the azara that he had prepared, and then put dirt on top of it. And that's what you could do kisui the kachim. Says the Gemara, you're right. Iba kachim mizbeach hachinami. If we're talking about kachim from the mizbeach, such as a chatas aif, a bird chatas, you're 100% right. This is a valid way to do it. Hachamai skinan. But what's the Mishnah talking about? But kachim bede kabayas. With kachim that's for bede kabayas. This is referring to a bird that can't be brought as a carbon, and so a person just donated it to the Beis Hamikdash upkeep fund, the Bede Kabayas, and this is not allowed to be shechted. It's not meant to be a carbon. It's really supposed to be sold, and that money is used for the upkeep fund, but he shechted it anyway. So this does not require kisui, and that's because it's a shechita she'ein re'uya. We've had this earlier. It means the shechita that one is not allowed to eat from it, because in this kachet Bede Kabayas, you can't eat from it. As we just said, it's not supposed to be shechted in the first place, and since it's a shechita she'ein re'uya, it doesn't require kisui, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says that kisui adam doesn't apply by mukdashin. Ask the Gemara why. Pay down Omraf on top. Why not redeem it, transfer his kedusha off of it, and then he could cover the blood. And once it's redeemed, it's considered chulin, you're allowed to eat it. And the answer to that is be'inan hamad v'aracha. It can't be redeemed because anytime we want to redeem kachim, we require hamad v'aracha. It has to be stood up and then evaluated. And this bird, since it's shechted, can't be stood up because it's dead, and therefore we're not able to be paidet, and that's why there's no chiv of kisui. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue with this discussion. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.